Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is your pastor. Luca, is Katie on the phone with you, buddy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Katie.
She never calls on. Hi, Luca. Hi, Katie. How are you, bride, today? How are you?
For some reason, Katie's not talking. She's probably just listening or something like that.
I'm in class.
Good.
I'm in class.
I think she's in class.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I just heard her say in class. So we're so glad you're here, Katie, and we won't
acknowledge your existence, Katie.
Well, in the morning show, I heard Jason tell her, because she was in class, she called in, and he's like, yell out right now to the whole class, Jesus is coming today. And Jason and Dustin was like, Katie, do it now. Tell everybody Jesus is coming in April. I listened to the morning show in the archives, by the way. It was an amazing morning show. Holy cow, the anointing on that. You know, it really pays off to have Jesus Christ as the pastor. I mean, if you haven't heard the morning show in the archives, go hear it. Wow, I was so blessed. I always am, but this morning was extra boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
So, Katie, we're so glad you're here, and when you can talk, we would love to hear your beautiful voice. Katie really inspires me with her faith. She's amazing. Some people have only scratched the surface with Katie, but I've really gotten to know her over these past few months, and she is just nothing but genuine faith. I love her. And Luco, oh, my goodness. Tell them what God did and said.
Okay. Well, last night as I was laying in bed, I was kind of complaining to God because I didn't want to go to work early in the morning. And then he straight up told me, he was like, you're not going to make it till the end of the week. That's what he said. So, yeah. And it makes perfect sense because, I mean, we're getting this, like, for the big rapture date, we're hearing that's going to be, like, on the blood moon thing. And so since we're leaving early, it would make sense for us to leave now anyway. But, yeah, he said I wouldn't make it till the end of the week.
Wow. Isn't that wonderful, you guys? Bring it on, Lord. Bring it on. We are see him. I just think it's so cool how he told you that. It's a real relationship, a real interaction Luco has with God, and God is speaking. And so I was encouraged by what he told Luco. I just thought that was so cool. And he does. He just blows me away. He's amazing. How is your job going, Luco?
Oh, it's going good. I mean, it's just a lot of standing. It's pretty easy. I mean, it's not like I'm stressed out or anything, so that's good.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth.
Well, I'm all fired up. I made, like, before service, I think I made 2 or 3 videos. God woke me up in a tizzy and just telling me all this cool stuff. And he's coming, Lord. He is coming to take his rapture-centric church and his bride off the face of the earth. And while we're still here, he wants to move among us in power. But he told me because the love has been established that he's going to start demonstrating his power. See, power demonstrated without a foundation of love can be a very dangerous thing. I've experienced it. I've been around a lot, 28 years at this thing. And, you know, the greatest is love, okay? The greatest is love. God, Jesus Christ, our pastor, has established the love here. You walk in this chat room, all you're going to get is love. You call on this phone, all you're going to get is love. These are people that love Christ and his appearing and love each other. And I know everybody here. And, so now, because of that, we are going to be able to operate and demonstrate and move in his power. See, God's really sweet to withhold his power before love is established because power can be a messy thing, see? Power without love can get real messy. And God doesn't want messes in his church. He wants love and revival and changed lives. But because we have an established love here, he told me yesterday that he is going to start moving in power. Now, the greatest power is love. Okay, that is the greatest power. What I'm talking about and what God was referring to when he told me that he's going to start moving in power is in within this rapture-centric church, we are going to start seeing among us miracles and signs and wonders until he gets here. So get excited, church. It starts today, started yesterday. And I'm really excited. Can you tell I'm fired up, Luco?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to just go on and on. If you watch my videos, you can see I'm kind of fired up. And I'm excited about the church show tonight, Luco, because our pastor wants to demonstrate power. The love here is can hold the power that's about to come on this church. And so we're going to operate in miracles, signs, and wonders with our Jesus. He's going to lead and direct it, and we're going to see some wonderful things moving. If you're in the chat room, if you're on the line right now, we want to welcome you. Carter in the chat room. Jason, hello. Kenneth, we're so glad you're here. Luco's in the chat room and on the phone. He's crazy awesome.
I'm here. Just saying hey.
Haiti,
what's up,
Haiti? I want to welcome Raina from the chat room, Rojo, Roman, and Tana, and everybody on the line. I want to welcome Nick, our new friend Nick. He's Joe's buddy. I want to welcome him. He's on the line. I want to welcome Tana and Joe and Pat and Keith and Leah and Alana. I haven't unmuted you guys yet. They're probably trying to say hi.
Yeah, they're like, hello, hello.
I haven't unmuted you yet, but I will, because I want to just each and every one of you that called in to talk, okay, and share, and I want to welcome you individually, but I just wanted to say that's who's on the line. And I know there's a bunch of other people out there listening because our staff show that there's listeners, and I want to say hello to Blog Talk. And if you're a guest in the chat room right now, I have guests. We are so glad you're here at RCC. Our pastor welcomed you, but you must jump off and go make a fake name for us so we can talk to you and get to know you here. So I will kick you out of chat. You'll still be able to hear the show. It's just you won't be able to interact. You can't interact if you're as a guest anyway, so I'm helping you out by giving you 15 minutes to go make a fake name and come back so we can love on you. So, Katie, what's going on, girl?
Just got out of class, you know. Sorry about the background noise. I'm walking to my car. Not much. Just been, sorry, y'all, the wind. I hate when it does that. I just know there's a lot of news going on. I know that John Kerry went to Israel. I don't know the real update with that, but So I've just been in class from 10 to just now I got out, so. Kind of long day.
So what is God doing in your long day, Katie? What's he doing?
Well, for me, I just feel his presence really strong. That's really how he's speaking to me right now. It's like overwhelming a lot. It's really awesome. So today that's mainly how he's been talking to me. I just feel his presence really close, and he's just been encouraging me that he's really coming soon, and same old, same old. No, it's any second.
Amen. Any second. Yeah. When I interact with Katie, I feel her face. So, like, Katie doesn't really have to say anything when we talk on the phone and stuff. It's just I know that I'm in the presence with faith. I'm in the presence of faith. I'm hanging out with Katie. That's just the way it is. It's like we don't have to say anything. I'm just in the presence of faith. And so, yeah. I want to welcome Stacy to chat and blah. We're so glad you're here. Yay, everyone's up. Some people are a little bit late to church. It's okay. Jesus Christ, the pastor, he doesn't, you know, you don't get a he doesn't get mad. He's just glad you're here. Katie, you are the princess, you know, of RCC. It's fun having a...
So how did I get voted the princess? Because John saw a vision of me having a castle. Is that right?
Yeah, and everybody in the chat room agrees. You're a princess. It's just the way it is. It's just, you're the princess. No, you are. So it's cool, too. You act and your videos prove it. It's so cool. John saw her castle. John saw her cars and her horses. She's really one spoiled thing, let me tell you. Yeah. Rojo said Cinderella Princess News Girl. She's a Disney Cinderella Princess. Jason says in the chat room, Katie's as cute as a button. Yeah, and Carter, you're right. Little John in his vision saw 50 cars and 50 horses outside her castle. It's so true.
Yeah.
So
apparently
true.
I had some, like men waiting out front to greet me or something like that.
Yeah, I
outside my
great.
Castle.
What's that, Katie?
I don't know. John said he saw some people in black suits or something waiting on me to get there, and I had a robot in my house. Huh?
You're a princess, so you get served to heaven. Right now, you're serving the body of Christ. You're serving the RCC, and so we really need that. And, you know, you're a princess, and Luco, he's a naked king. Luco's the naked king of RCC.
Wait, I'm the what?
You're a naked king. You're the naked king of RCC.
All right. Works for me.
Well, Luco, when I look at logs, I never look at logs the same since you and your log. You know, I'm just, it's so cool.
Whenever you see naked men, you think of me. Totally
can't.
I bet you'll have a statue in heaven of you on that log, naked.
Everybody thinks that, okay. I don't know why everybody thinks I was, like, on the log naked. No, I folded my clothes neatly on the log, and I was standing up near the log, okay? Thing, it'll be a statue of me, and then I have, like, my leg up on the log like a boss. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we can picture that. Are you going to have on the Aleutian cape? I hope you have on Aleutian cape on the statue. Like
naked
that.
Is naked, okay?
Oh, that's true. That's true. But you know what? I mean, we're joking, you guys, but we're really not. We just, God has a good sense of humor and he's funny. But we're really not joking because this whole naked thing is a huge thing. God told Luco he was going to translate him and to go on a walk, and then God told him to take off his clothes, and he said to go to this log, and the whole thing is so supernatural. We give each other a hard time, okay? But we're not making fun of what God's doing. We can laugh at it because it's crazy. Faith, radical faith is crazy, you guys. It's actually hilarious. It's funny. But the things that God has us do, I mean, read your Bible. Faith looks strange, it's funny, it's different, and it's cool. And so, you know, Luco's naked log experience, that was one of the pivotal changing points in life. I was there on the phone with him during part of that experience. It was a life changer, okay? We all have experiences in our life that were like the turning point that you can say, this is a marker, this is where my life turned. Luco had that. He had that when he smashed one of his guitars. I hope your parents aren't listening to this show. Should I not say that? Forget it.
Oh.
Luco never smashed.
No. That's funny, though, because I was just thinking about that yesterday. I was like, they still haven't found out I smashed my guitar. And then the Lord let me know that they're never going to find out. And I know they're not, because it's been a few months, and they still haven't figured it out.
Right.
I think that's pretty pathetic of them, but then again, I bet God's like, just somehow not allowing them to figure it out. Because if they did, that would not be good. Because that was my grandpa's early inheritance, and they would be very upset.
Yeah, they would be. That's why he hasn't let them see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hidden in my closet.
Yeah. I want to welcome Miss Dayspring to the chat room. We're so happy you're here. Thank you for making a name and logging out. I think everybody that's logging in the chat room as a guest, I really appreciate you logging out and making a fake name. We can just get to know you and love on you. So God told me that. That's why I kick people out. I'm really not a mean bouncer here. It's just that the Lord told me I don't want anyone to remain nameless at my church. They can be faithless.
And we've been getting more people after doing that, too.
Yeah, we just want to love you. Jesus Christ wants to love on you, and he uses the body of Christ to do that. So there's still one more guest in there. I'm going to ask kindly. I'll give you a good 15, 20 minutes to figure it out. It's real easy. You just make yourself a profile, and you follow all the prompts. It's super simple. And then you can join us, and we can love on you, and Christ can speak to you, and you can interact with us. Because if you just come in as a guest, you cannot interact. It won't allow you to write in the chat room. So, so these things are so real. Luco's naked log experience, Luco's radical obedience to God when he did that, his radical, he smashed his guitar, I gave away my bike. You know, these are things that we gave up for Christ, and he's blessed us greatly. Welcome, Raina, to the chat room. You know, Katie has, she won't tell you, but I'll tell you, Katie has given up a lot of things for the next life that she could be enjoying in this life. But she's choosing to lay certain things down. Am I right or wrong, Katie?
You're right,
Katie,
Judy.
Katie. Am I right or wrong, Katie? Is she there, Luco? Did she hang up?
Y'all, I think you're right, Judy.
There, did you hear that?
I love you. You know, you make church fun, you know. You make church fun. You make it fun here.
I'm just going to talk for the people that aren't there.
Or make up names of people that aren't. So I appreciate everyone that's called in. I'm so excited to take your calls. I just wanted to talk as a bride because I get a chance. Luco gets a chance, Katie gets a chance, but she's obviously fallen asleep. Just kidding, Katie. But I know Katie personally, and I'm just telling you, I know the things that she's given up to follow God like she is, and she's going to be rewarded for it. You don't know. See, you don't know everything that I know, and the people that I do know around this church, I've talked to them. They've given up a lot to believe like a jackass. They really have. Yes, John. Oh, cool. Oh, thank you. Little John's telling me cool wrestling things. He gets really cool revelations from God when he talks about wrestling. Anyway. Okay, Roman in the chat room said something really cool. He smelled certain smells, and I can't scroll up to say it. So, Roman, can you post that again, what supernatural thing God did to you today? It's too far up. It's like 40 lines up, okay? But Roman, specifically, I read that he smelled something. He can't call in. He's in England. He's our 17-year-old Russian, radical on fire for God.
He's
God
an
saved.
Englishman.
Yeah. But we're so blessed that he can join us in chat. And he had an amazing experience. Roman's another mighty, powerful person in God. How do I know? Because I stay up here and chat up to 7 and 8 hours after service, and I've gotten to know him really well. He's amazing. His faith is amazing. His walk is amazing. And Luco, you've experienced the amazing Roman in the chat room, right? And the power he walks in, yes or no?
I've experienced the amazing side of Roman, and I've experienced the creepy side of Roman. Apparently,
okay,
he knows what cereal I eat. He knows what color of clothes I'm wearing. Yeah, every night he's always like describing what I do. And it's weird.
Roman said, in my sleep, I heard a trumpet blow. It woke me up. I heard it twice, a shofar. It woke me up, and I was tired. I just said, awesome, and went back to bed. Okay, Roman, talk about the smell. I saw something up there that you smelled something earlier. So we want to hear about that smell, okay? Also today, I was walking. Here's what Roman's saying, and I smelled this. Really strong smell of flowers and honey. I kept smelling it, but there were no flowers around. I went back, and the smell was gone. That's
yeah,
so
that's like
wonderful.
Me and the pineapple, but you guys didn't even care about that.
No, I cared about the
Remember?
Pineapple, Luco. Tell us about the pineapple, right? Tell the church. Tell them.
Oh, well, my dad said dinner was ready, so I was, like, walking down the hallway, and I smelled, like, really strong pineapple in my... Okay, yeah, Rojo's the only one that cared. Okay, but anyways, I was walking down the hallway, and I smelled, like, really strong pineapple in my face. I thought that, like, there was going to be pineapple with the dinner. And then we were, like, sitting at the dinner table, and I was like, so where's the pineapple? And my parents thought I was, like, an idiot or something. I was like... No, guys, I smelled pineapple. And they're like, there's no pineapple. And then I was like, oh, I get what just happened. Yeah, I've smelled, like, lemon donuts before, and I don't have any lemon donuts, sadly. Let's see. I can't really think of any other stuff I've smelled. But, yeah, like, it's kind of funny how, like, people just get random smells of stuff. It's kind of cool.
It is cool. And that's the Lord flirting with you. When you get to smell those things, Luco, do you feel like God's flirting with you? Is it special? You know it's supernatural, right?
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. At the time, I didn't think anything of it because I thought there was just pineapple in the kitchen. But, like, it was, like, super strong. And what the Lord told me was is because apparently, like, one of my mansions is like on an island in heaven or something like that. And so the Lord told me, he said, it's right in front of my face. And I was smelling the pineapple, like something like that. But yeah, he said, it's right in front of your face. Cause that's how close we are.
Wow. See, you guys, this is called flirting. If you jump in with just a mustard seed of faith, God will get you good. Real. So when I say I'm going to pray that God gets you real good, you just need a mustard seed of faith. And Stacy in the chat room says she smelled beautiful flowers. Rojo said about you, Luco, that it was a confirmation of your mansion in heaven on a tropical island is why you smelled pineapple.
Yeah.
That's pretty very cool.
Yeah, Rojo said that, yeah. Yeah, but he said it was right in front of my face because that's how close we are. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with Miss Dayspring in the chat room. She's a new person here in the chat room, and she said, too many religious rituals in the four walls church. Yes, we agree. That's why we've made Jesus Christ our pastor. I agree with you, Miss Dayspring. Thanks so much for being here. And, Jesus doesn't play religious games. It's about a real relationship. That's why we're all together under one roof, the Church of Jesus Christ. And God called us the rapture-centric church. And it's wonderful. We have this. These radio shows before he had called us officially a church. The radio shows were going for a month, and then after a month, he said, this is officially my church, and I was just shocked. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. So if you need to get baptized, you can get baptized. We take communion every day unless I forget, but I don't know if I forgot. I think I might have forgotten last night. And I want Kenneth to do communion. I love the way he does it, so call in, Kenneth. You can meet people here. You can get ministry in the chat room. We stay open the chat room 8 hours sometimes, and you can get to know people. People pass out their phone numbers. I give mine. Jason gives his. Luco gives his. We just love you. It's no sense in calling me, though, because my phone doesn't come in, but you can text me. But the best way to catch me is in chat, honestly. I want to say happy birthday to Chris Nicholson because his birthday is tomorrow. And, yeah, so I'm looking forward to hearing everybody on the line. I'm hearing that somebody had a dream that's on the phone, so I'm going to hear about that in a minute. Did you want to share something with the church, Little John? You can tell us. Okay. Well, Little John's having things about WrestleMania. No, Kenneth, you don't have to do communion. Absolutely not. Okay, so I'm going to start to welcome our church. Luco, please keep sharing. Is there anything else you'd like to share before I get this party started, before Jesus rocks the house?
I can't think of anything right now other than that we're not making it to, Sunday.
Huge. That's just huge. And when I said get this party started, I was kidding. It already started. This house is rocking right now. I don't know if you feel it, but I feel the fire of the Lord. If you don't feel it, it's okay. It's still there. All right. Just believe it by faith. But I feel the faith, the fire, and the pleasure of Jesus Christ himself over this church. It's beautiful. Okay. So one of the things we do when we have new guests is we welcome them, but they disappear. The Miss Day Spring person disappeared. Okay, so we won't do that at the moment. All right, let's welcome our beautiful friends. Hello, Nick. How are you? We're so glad you're here again with us, Speedy. Nick, and I have Joe on the line. Joe and Nick, how you guys doing?
Hi, family. How are you?
Good.
Joe.
Luco, Judy, family, I love you guys. I cannot wait to see you all.
Love you more.
Oh, yeah.
But my friend Nick called me at, like, maybe 7 Eastern this morning, like 5 Colorado time. He just had a really cool dream that was like, oh, Nick, you got to share that. So we got to all make him feel super loved and welcome so he can have the strength to do that.
Well, he's on the line right now, and so I welcome you, Nick. I'm so glad you're here, honey. Did you want to share with us the dream? We'd love to hear it. Well, he's on the line, Joe, so you might want to text your friend.
Yeah, let me tell him that.
Nick?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's up, bro?
Not much, just wrapping up work. Happy to be here, feeling a little bit more comfortable today than the other day. I definitely had a pretty intense dream. I don't have the pleasure of having dreams too often, and I was very happy to have such an experience and to share it with my friend Joe, and I guess I'll just kind of let loose and share it with you guys. I met Joe through snowboarding, which is a passion that we share together, and I had this crazy experience last night to where we were together snowboarding at this mountain that we used to snowboard together in New York, and we were traveling down a trail that we used to ski down every single day, and we were going down a trail called Excelsior, and somehow, which doesn't ever happen in New York State, upon going down the trail, we triggered an avalanche, and I experienced myself going deeper and deeper underneath the snow and being extremely scared, and all of a sudden, which I came across Joe in the depths of the snow, and it's not something that happens in reality, obviously, but I, amongst my fear, I came across Joe, and no words were spoken, but I saw Joe, and all I saw was his beautiful big smile, and my fear immediately went away, and his smile told me that everything was going to be okay, and all of a sudden, my fear went away, and the snow, for some reason, which I don't understand, turned red, and it wasn't blood. It was a bright colored red, and then I woke up.
Wow. Wow. You know, do you believe God gave you that dream? Because I do.
I most certainly do.
And since he gave it to you, because you're precious, he wants you to tell us, his church, what it means. And it's pretty obvious, but could you please tell us what your Father God from heaven was speaking to you about by giving you this dream? Please tell us and bless us with that, because I'm so blessed to hear you telling us this. So go ahead and tell us.
honestly, I'm kind of confused by it. I think that he was telling me that in the event of some sort of disaster or some sort of traumatic experience to not be scared and to embrace it and to let me know that everything is going to be okay. And besides that, I'm honestly kind of confused by it and would love anyone's input to help me understand more of what maybe I was being told.
Well, you were being told exactly what you said, and it just takes a mustard seed of faith to believe it. God's already spoken to you, and you need not anyone teach you but the Holy Spirit himself. And you just taught us something, and we're so blessed. But if you want to hear someone's opinion on it, we can definitely give you that. But I think you got the full enchilada, Nick. The God of the universe gave you the full enchilada. He gave you the dream to bless you with and to speak to you about and to then tell this church, because it blessed me to hear it. Yes, God is going to protect all of us. He's coming for us, and his presence is on all of us. So you are actually a very valuable part of God's rapture-centric church, because you have a message to give us, and God bless you for giving that. And would you like other people to tell you their interpretation? Yours was absolutely correct, but would you like others to tell you what they think?
I would love to, and also a part of it is that I apologize for not having as much knowledge as everyone else, but I'm just confused as to what is going to happen to me and why it's going to happen, and I don't know, everything that has to do with that. I'm not too educated into all this, honestly. I grew up Roman Catholic, but you know that my spirituality is so far from what I was taught as a Catholic that I'm trying to bridge my basic knowledge of religion to maybe a more open-minded, broader opinion of it all.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, I have Keith on the line, and Keith really wants to share and talk to you. So go ahead, Keith. And I'm going to unmute everybody. Tana's unmuted, okay. My beautiful cat. Wonderful Leah. Let me just unmute everybody here. Everybody's unmuted, and if you, let's see. Oh, oops, sorry, I didn't get Tana. And beautiful Alana. Welcome, everybody. And if you would like, oh, wait, who's 626? Let me, hello, welcome,
6206.
Who's 606?
Leah.
Oh, that's Leah?
Okay. Leah's 626. I don't know who 606 is.
I just
want to
welcome
you.
Yeah. Who's 626?
Hi, y'all. Love y'all.
Love you.
Hey, 606, can you tell us who you are? We're so glad you're here.
I don't know, Judy. This is Sherry.
Oh,
that's creepy. Oh, Sherry.
Oh,
I brought all the girls' phone at work so I could just call in and say happy day.
Oh, you too, honey.
I miss you guys.
Yeah, we miss you.
Okay, Judy, I'll share.
Okay, Sherry.
Yeah?
Are you going to say, have to go right away, or can you stay on the line? Because Keith is going to share something with our new friend Nick that is new at RTV.
I'm
going to
stay on. I'll stay on for a couple minutes and then just mute me.
Okay, but Sherry, do you need to share something right now before we move on to the next topic? Do you need to share it now?
No, I don't have time. I've just got, like, 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Sneaking.
No, thank you, Sherry. You made all of our... Everyone on the line and everyone in the chat room. Everyone in the chat room saying, hey, They're saying, hey, Sherry, baby, we miss you. Happy day, Sherry.
Oh.
Everyone's waiting.
Well, you guys, I had a vision. I'll try to call in the next couple days and tell you about it.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, we're going to want that. Okay. So, yeah, Stacy and Katie and Roman and Rozo and Carter and Luco, everyone's saying hi, blah, to you, Sherry. We love you, sweet love. Okay. All right, so we're going to go back to Keith. Keith, please minister to our new friend, Nick.
Hey, Nick. I'll just tell you what I got from God on the dream. Okay, so the avalanche is basically representing the world. The world is like an avalanche against you. In other words, it's a greater power that you're living in on Earth. The majority of people are against you. So that's the avalanche trying to take you out because you're God's chosen people. The blanket of snow that enveloped you was God's power, he told me, his love enveloping you and keeping you safe. And Joe already knew this, so that's why he was smiling and didn't feel any fear. The reason why you, then when you saw Joe, your fear went away because Joe is like your guide to help you, that God appointed him to help you along your path to get you where you need to be. Also, the color change represents the tribulation because you and Joe will be working together as part of the 144K, the Lord told me. And so you're doing your training right now that God is having Joe work with you to bring you up to par. And as far as what you need to do is just simply get into the Word of God every day. Read the Bible every day. And then, like I said, and say your prayers and God will do the rest. But you two will be working together. And that dream is just, in other words, God is watching over you. He's protecting you no matter what avalanche or what kind of anything in the world that tries to come against you. And that's what I got.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wait, hold on. In the chat room, Belle says, because it'll go away if I don't read it right away. Snow to you, Nick. Snow represents the purity. And the false religion, purity, always stays on the surface like a snowboarding. But Christians who are saved are not pure on the surface, but are fully overcome by the purity of God. So I'm going to read it again. Belle from the chat room said, Nick, snow represents purity. The false religion-based purity always stays on the surface like snowboarding, but Christians who are saved by Jesus are not pure on the surface, but are fully overcome by the purity of God. Thank you, Belle, for sharing that. And Keith, wow, that's amazing. Do you have any questions for Keith, Nick?
No, I guess, is there any symbolism behind the color red?
The color red, me, was the tribulation. The Lord told me immediately it's like a right turn. He told me it was like a turn. There's a dramatic change going on with that color. It means you're shifting out of the worldly thing going on to a whole different time frame. The color red is a tribulation color, period, the Lord told me. And that, and then I said, well, that's okay, Lord. And then he said, and they're going to be working together as part of the 144K. Everyone has a partner in the tribulation that's going to work together as part of the 144K, and Joe is your partner and you're his partner. So that's what the color red is. It's a red is an alert. It's going to be a crazy time for the world. It's a high alert, but you guys will be safe because you're going to be under God's wing and under his power as well to save souls and all that stuff. But that was it.
Beautiful.
Well, I feel truly gifted to have Joe into my life, and he has always been such a supportive, loving person to me, and I have never felt such a strong connection as I have to Joe. And
wonderful.
I know Joe's listening, and I just want him to know how much I appreciate him.
We all love Joe. Joe is wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. Well, yeah, Joe, I don't know if you're – I know Joe's on the line still. Joe, I second that. Nick, Joe has been wonderful in my life, too. I only met him like a month and a half ago, but his faith and his walk with God has inspired me. So you're lucky to have a good friend there, Nick. And he's lucky to have you, Nick. You're a great guy. And stick around because this family wants to bless you, and we want to be blessed by you. And also just know this, Nick, that Jesus Christ holds you in the palm of, you know, his hand, and the red blood that stands for the tribulation that's coming, like Keith said, you are spared from that. because of your faith in God, you're being spared going through that tribulation that's upon the whole world. It's coming soon. As soon as God removes us from the face of this earth, his bride, the tribulation will begin. And thank God he saved you from that. It's going to be a horrible time on this earth, but, you know, saved you for a reason. So, yeah, God bless us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Nick. So, yeah, everyone on the line, I'm so glad you're here. If anybody on the line would love to share, we'd love to hear from you. And, well, Sherry, do you have time to talk? Because I see you're still on the line. Sherry Berry? She's probably...
I can't because I'm kind of like working while I'm on the phone.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Okay, we won't bug you. I want to welcome Gina in the chat room. Welcome, Gina. We're so glad you're here. And thank you for coming to RCC. Our pastor welcomes you. And we have two guests in the chat room. Please make a name or we kick you out. You just got to make a fake name. I'll give you 15 minutes to do it. Yeah, so we're going to play a worship song and worship our King right now because we just love him. And Luco's on the line. Which song was it, Luco? I'm sorry, honey. You gave me a private message, but I already forgot it. Luco Cuco. Which song do you want me to play? Okay. Well, I have an idea. Oh, Salvation is Here. Okay, we're going to play Salvation is Here. And well, you guys were worshiping at the church right now, so please don't think it's time to go, you know, to the bathroom. Just kidding. But let's lift up our voices together, okay, and worship our King. He's going to fall mightily upon us even more than he is right now. Here we go.
I don't care what the world throws at.
I know that God saves the day.
Woo!
If you're on the line, throw up a praise. I'm going to start, and then you go next if you want to. Okay, ready? I love you, Jesus. You're amazing. You're amazing.
We love you, Lord.
I love you, Jesus. You rock. You rock, Jesus. You are a rock, and you rock.
Come on, you guys, shout it out. Thank you, Tana. Thank you, Pat. Come on, you're on the line. Shout it out. Act like you're at a football game.
Amen, hallelujah.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
We love
Jesus.
You.
I need to hear Keith shout it out. I'm going to call him out. I'm calling you out, Keith. Shout it out.
We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords.
Amen.
Amen.
For being our ruler.
Amen.
Thank you. Lana, shout it out. Girl, shout it out, girl.
Say, I love you, and you know it.
You said that to us, Lana. Now say it to Jesus.
Yourself?
You're saying it to me, now say it to Jesus.
Oh, baby boy. Honey, you just jailbait, huh? I can't be unfaithful, honey.
You
get mad stuff.
He needs to put his shirt back on, huh? Oh, I love it. Jesus is so ecstatic about us. I don't know if anyone feels this, but hey, you guys, we have a new friend, Gina, in the chat room, and I feel like we should just, I don't know, maybe we should give her a word. Alana, are you going to let me read your little dialogue you had with God in my inbox, or do you want to keep that private?
Oh, my God, that was almost like pillow talk.
Oh, share it. We love it.
You know, I don't have it in front of me, so, I mean, it scribbles in my pad, and I'd have to go back and, like, reconstruct it, and I'm on a different page right now. I can't even find it. All I can say, because you don't have to hear the whole thing, is that, what day was that? Saturday. You know, he had said, you know, he had talked, yada, yada. And he said I would see miracles that day, and I was like, okay, let's go. And I running some errands, I went into a pizza shop, and I sat there and looked out at the window, and I don't know why, it seemed like everyone who passed me made eye contact with me, and when they did, I began to see that every single person who passed me, whether they were thinking about God or they thought they were thinking about God or not, they were. And he just let me, and I can't explain it because there are some things you don't have words for. I sort of saw into the heart of everyone who passed, and I saw that what they treasured, what they loved, the person they were talking to in their head, it was God. And he's just been kind of hitting me with a new thing, and that is really, because I know once the church is gone, everybody is left is mortally screwed. And
yeah.
I've just been in prayer constantly, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my Jesus, forgive us all our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead us
all. Me too, me too, me too.
And that's what I do. That's what I've gotten. Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
Yeah.
But that's what I've been pumping on. That's kind of the way I've been rolling. And, you know, and that's just what it's been. And so waiting for him, this is the best wait I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
So does that sum it up, Judy?
Yeah, that sums it up in us.
Beautiful.
Can I read one paragraph? Alana, because I know you said you wanted this one prep, the last paragraph.
Well, you know, here's what it was. We were going through a thing, or y'all were going through a thing, because oftentimes Rapture-centric is on, and I'm listening to my own music, I'm writing, I'm doing a number of things, and I can rock off the vibe of Rapture-centric without actually listening all that closely, and I can't even explain what that's about. Even when the phone is semi-muted, when it's off of speakerphone. So, let's see, where was I going with this? We were going through a thing about the bride, describing her dress, yada, 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 on and on. So, you know, I sat with my prayer time, which I've had to cultivate and which is really moving forward. And I said, okay, so show me my wedding dress, yada, yada. And he kind of said, no, you show me. And I tried to visualize something, and it didn't click. And I just got really petulant in my little eighth grade way. And I said, no, this is your wedding. You tell me what it's going to be. You tell me what it's going to be. And, you know, he gave me this very exquisite, very simple thing. And I was talking to him the next day. I said, wait a minute. How can this be? You haven't even proposed to me. I don't even know if you're really coming. He said, girl, look, you're not a bride. He said, you're a wifey.
Wife, yes.
You know, you're an old, comfortable wifey.
Stand in. Right on, girl.
Yeah, and it was so sweet, and I have not lost that. I can hear the wifey constantly. And I can just kind of put my head on his shoulder. So I pray I put my head on his shoulder. That's what's happening with me. I'm trying to sum it up, Judy. But that's it.
I don't know how many people you bless when you talk about your intimacy with God. Like, you just sharing this. Alana said at the end in her last paragraph, she said to me in her inbox, she said, he always blows my mind, shatters my assumption. She's talking about Jesus. Okay, you guys, listen to what she says. He always blows my mind, shatters my assumptions, and that is how I discern. He tells me what I did not know, could not have fabricated in my own imagination, and it takes me to a new place. I love it when Jesus blows my mind. Well, she said he. This one I will not share publicly, so I didn't share it. Alana did. It was for me, but I'll share it with you because you won't free. Let you blows your mind. Shatters your assumptions. Much peace, inspiration, undefinable, and ecstatic love, Alana. But Alana, I'm convinced that these inboxes that you send me they're in a book in heaven. I really, because they're beautiful. They are a reflection of your heart. And I told you she's in some deep waters, you guys. She's in deep waters, but she has a simple faith. See, but she's swimming in deep waters. So it's both. We're like kindergarten, college people here, you know?
I'm just having a good time. I will just be real with you. I've been doing this for 40 years. I've been on this road for a long time, and I am not young.
Yep.
The growth that comes with prayer at every minute, at expectation, at every minute. And for me, the new thing I'm rolling on, holding up whoever calls a date. I feel as though I walk through my day praying for the church, praying for the people. And believe me, once you have done that for a few days, you are not the same.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen, honey. Amen.
Yep.
Thank you.
Amen. I believe it is time to worship our King. Let's do another worship song. While we're worshiping, you guys, let's command in our church, let's command everybody in the body of Christ, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, let's take us as we worship God in this song. As a church, let's do it together. Here we go. Thank you.
important phone call coming through on this line.
Okay, I'll go on the other.
In the name of Jesus, anyone who's feeling sick or oppressed in their mind or in their body, I command wholeness and healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit in the sky, Lord Jesus Christ, mighty Jehovah God, thank you for falling on your church in love and in power. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every sickness, disease, and emotional, physical, every illness and sickness that the devil has brought upon your people, I take authority over it and I say, be gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, only the spirit of mighty Jehovah God resides within your temple. And in the name of Jesus, I command wholeness and health and life and healing into God's church, his body. I command it into all of us in Jesus' name, Lord. We worship you and we thank you, Father. We thank you for the manifestation of physical healing in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the manifestation of emotional healing. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, that in your church, Father God, in your church, so be it on earth as it is in heaven for RCC today. So be it on earth as it is in heaven in your church, God. We agree with your word, Lord. We agree with your word, Lord. If anybody has an interpretation of my tongue on the line, go ahead and do it. Does anybody on the line have an interpretation of that tongue? Is anyone hearing anything come to their spirit? It's on the line. You're all unmuted. Is anyone on the phone?
Hey, Judy.
Yeah, honey.
The Lord just started speaking to me. I don't remember the exact words because he just kept giving it, but it was about, it was him talking, telling us to accept his healing and stuff like that. He was saying we have to accept it. So, that's kind of what I was doing too, because I've been feeling myself getting sick and kind of spiritually weak and everything, and it seemed like he was saying, like, you got to believe and accept the healing and then it'll happen. So that's what I'm doing.
That's good. That was the interpretation of my tongue. That was it. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. We welcome all of your gifts into your church. We welcome you. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome you to transform us and change us from the inside out. And we receive love. We receive your love, Father. And we say that not one person in the rapture-centric church is, we are not tolerating sickness and disease in this church. We command healing. And Luco, give your word again. Say it one more time.
Okay. He was just like, he was saying all this stuff. I don't remember the exact words, but the whole point of it was he was telling us to accept his healing. So if you're hurting in some way, you got to accept what he's offering you, the medication. You just got to take it, you know, and believe that he's going to do it. That's the message I was getting.
I think Red X had an interpretation.
What'd you say?
Oh, do you want to read it? Do you want to go
that,
read it?
Shoot, I'm trying to get back to it. Something. Says,
Judy, what I got.
Says it's passion. It's just the appreciation of what is given, hearing what is flows from the whatever ing within, and on fire in your soul. Yes, and lifting the shroud. And then she says, "I'm not online per se," but that's what I thought she was interpreting from what you said.
Okay. Now, is that X or is that Gina? Is that the same person,
was,
or are we just joking?
That is Red X / Gina.
Oh, tell us it was her.
Yes, yeah, she said it's her. It's her.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Red X. We appreciate that word. Thank you for that, Tom. Go ahead.
I got a word.
What did you get?
All I heard with Lord to say is that the time is now, the place is now. So he's basically saying, like you were talking about healing, he said the time is now, the place is now.
The time is now, the place is now. I agree with that because he's saying now. He's doing it. I'm getting a word right now. Oh, who's making it? Do I have somebody?
Yeah, I have somebody. Bounce.
Gina says wait. She's not Red X. Red X is not her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think because Red X said that she would quit going in the chat room under different because she knows it makes it confusing. So it's not Red X. She wouldn't do that anymore. She sent me a nice email. So Gina is just Gina. Okay, it's not Red X because Red X sent me a long email saying she wouldn't do her anymore. So it's Keith. Let me see. Did I mute him? Yeah. Okay, Keith, I had to mute you, but text me. When you're... Maybe it's... Let's see. Okay, let's try that. Okay, if you're on the line right now, please, let's try Nick. Let me try Nick. Okay. Leah, you're on the line. Did you get an interpretation or a word to the church?
No.
I love you, Leah. You're awesome. Well, we got a laugh. That was from God. I'm getting a word of knowledge, you guys. God told me last night that he's going to start moving in power because we've established a love base in his church, and we're loving one another, and it's pleasing him. The love that we have one for another is pleasing him. So he's going to start moving in power. And while the song was going, God told me that there are people listening right now and in the chat room, everybody that's listening, that there's people that are feeling a blockage to God. There's just something, and God is telling me he's removing that veil. In the name of Jesus, you're just going to start feeling better because the Lord is coming in power, and he's removing what you think is separating you from him right now in the name of Jesus. And Luco kind of got part of the word. It was that I felt that God is healing emotional wounds. He's healing emotional wounds, and you're just going to feel different. You're just going to feel good. You're just going to you're not going to know why, and that's because the Lord just touched you. So receive his touch by faith and know that he's touching you and because he loves you and he's making things, he's lightening your load is what he's telling me. He's taking the heaviness off of your spirit. I'm removing all heaviness.
I'm removing the heaviness from your spirit, from your body. I'm removing it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we have a possible troll alert, but I've decided to not call trolls trolls anymore. A lot of people come to RCC, and just look at them this way. They're looking for love. They're looking for acceptance, ultimately. They might just be coming here to have a fun time and be silly, and that's okay. We're going to love you here at RCC. If you're a Satanist coming in as disguise, I've had a lot of interesting things happen behind the scenes that I don't talk about, but just love everybody. If they're in the chat room and they're messing around, just love them, you guys. The greatest is love. And we want everyone to be transformed and changed. God's not kicking, he's really not kicking anyone out of this church. If you start doing obscene things and showing, welcome you here. And we love you. So, yeah. God bless everybody. Hallelujah. Well, church, let's do communion. Who wants to lead us? If you're on the line, Nick can lead us, Joe can lead us, Keith can lead us, Alana can lead us, Leah can. Grandma Pat had to get off the line, bummer. So if you are on the line right now, I'd like you to volunteer to lead us. Thank you. Judy-centric radio. It's rapture-centric radio. It's God's church. And if you make me have to talk the whole time, I will. But this is really God's church. You're on his church.
I'll help you out, Judy.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Not at all. All right. I'm definitely feeling the air communion. I'm in no position to move right now. So if that's okay with everyone, I'm going to do air communion tonight.
Air communion it is.
All right. On the last night, at the Last Supper, before our Lord was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it with his disciples. Said, do this in remembrance of me. Let's break our little air bread. And he said, eat it. This is my body. And let us eat together. After this, our Lord took the cup, prayed over it, and he said, this is symbolizes the new covenant through my blood that I've spilled for you and your sin. Drink and be cleansed by it. Let us drink together. Heavenly Father, thank you for this. Thank you for the cleansing today. Thank you for forgiving us for all of our sins and things we hate doing, Lord. You know that we hate doing them. And thank you for coming down here and suffering on behalf of us. That really we wouldn't have to. Thank you for everything you do for us. Not only that, but you're always being with us, Father, always, never leaving us alone in this cruel, evil, lonely world with shallow relationships. Never with you, Father, never. Thank you for that. We pray this together. Your Son, Jesus' name, to your holy throne, Jehovah. Amen.
Amen. Joe, God bless
you. God bless all of you. God bless.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine, yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
We love you, Lord. I'd just like everybody on the line to offer up a prayer of thanks and adoration for God. I'll start. And when I stop and you hear the line free, if you could just please, everybody that's on the line, just offer up a beautiful prayer from your heart to our pastor, Jesus Christ. Lord, I can only imagine, because I feel it so much now, it's just going to get twice as strong and twice as glorious when we see you face to face. But even now, Lord, you let me feel you and see you. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for your love, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I'm so in awe of your kindness and your goodness to me. Thank you, Jesus. You're back on, Pat. We're offering prayers to the Lord.
No, my daughter has an insurance company, and she gave him this number, and it's the only way. So if I go off again, it means I have to click on the insurance company, but I'll be back. I'll be back. Sorry, guys. Love you.
That's fine. We're glad you're here. We're just having a prayer time. Would you like to say a prayer? Anybody else on the line want to say a prayer?
I had a message today. I think I had sent it to you. I don't know if you want me to read it or not. It was from the Lord. It's pretty strong, but it's really good. It's very encouraging. So if you want me to do that, if it's okay.
Yeah,
okay. This came this afternoon. I sent it to you. I don't know if you had looked at it or not, and a few other people, but it's our Lord, and he said, if you knew the truth as I know the truth, and then I've got in parentheses events and people in the world, so we know what's being said here, you would be horrified. So much is kept from my people, from very evil ones who are living only for themselves in diabolical darkness. But no, I am, and then he says, who I am, in all in caps, the I am, is in total control of this world, and those who are truly my own have nothing to fear. You are all in my strong hands of a most loving Father, your Abba. So trust and continue to be my love for all. Forgive from your hearts, as I forgive you, as you ask me too, from the bottom of your hearts. Know I see and know all. Always be sincere with me, always, and be at peace. I have all in my hands. The world is mine to control. All in my timing, my perfect timing. So be at peace as I continue to take care of you. Trust my little ones, my children, my brothers, my brides, trust. My ways are not your ways, my thoughts not as yours. So you must trust I have all in my control, and don't be anxious for your lives. I hold you all. I will not let you fall. If you come to me with a genuine heart, know I hear you, and you are mine, all of you who trust with your hearts. Never fear, no matter what you see. If you belong to me, you have nothing to fear. Things are happening so fast in your world. You see so many changes, and you cannot explain all you see and feel with these changes. But trust, children, your Abba Father, eternal and loving, is always in charge. I love you. Be mine more than ever. Your most loving God, Father, Savior, and Paraclete, and then in caps, trust.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So his power, I think, I'm feeling more of the power of his strength, of his majesty, of his, that he is the Abba, the Father, and he is going to take care of us no matter what. So don't, no matter what happens, and we're seeing a lot of stuff happening, and I know many people are worried and tired and everything else. He knows that too, and he's saying that I have it in my control, in my perfect timing, so just trust and watch him work. I think that's what he's saying. Yeah, so I wanted to share that with all you guys, you know, because it just flew through me. I couldn't write fast enough. I know he's done that with us, and you say, well, can you slow down a little bit? You know? I don't want to miss anything. But it just flew through me. That was like 2:35 this afternoon. Yeah, so it made me feel so good. Yeah.
Do you send that word to so it can get on the blog spot so we can all
it
be blessed
is. I sent it to Ashley. Yeah.
And I want to apologize to Keith if you're on the line. I did unmute you. I figured it was Nick who was making the noise, so I'm sorry, Keith. I hope you're still there. Dang it.
Yeah, no worries. I put my phone on mute all the time if I'm just listening anyways, and I just unmuted to talk for a second, whatever. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a maroon. Okay, sorry. I was dumb.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Tana.
Hi.
Hi, Tana.
Hi, I just want to tell you, I had a marriage proposal the other day. I just wanted to share. I'm driving.
Ooh. Oh, yes, what?
He just asked me to marry him the other day. And I told him yes.
Yay!
So me and all the other brides are getting married now.
Lovely. That's so,
so anyway.
Sweet. That's so sweet.
I thought you were marrying Luca, though. How can you marry two people?
You know, it's possible. Luca's part of the part, and love part of the love, and Jesus is the other part.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So.
Amen.
That's what's happened. He doesn't care either, so. He doesn't mind sharing.
Anna, where were you when he asked? Anna, where were you when you asked to marry?
I was actually on my computer, and I was just actually, Katie, I just got done watching one of your videos, not the marriage one, and then I just heard in my head, "Daughter, will you marry me?" And I'm like, "Yes, of course." So I just, you know, on my computer.
You know what's so sweet about? It's so sweet because he asks our. You know, is it duh? Of course I will, but that's how sweet he is. Like, he asks your permission. Isn't that just so sweet?
Yeah. That was awesome. Because, I mean, I'm like, everybody else is getting asked to be married, and I haven't gotten asked yet, and then I did get asked. So I was like, yay! So
wow.
I'm saved by Jesus, yes. So, anyway, I just want to share.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing. I love that. That's beautiful. What do you think about that, Keith?
I think it's so special how the Lord, every single child of his, he treats as if it's like the only relationship he has in the whole world. I think that's,
amen.
That's probably the best part of everything. It's like, even in heaven, Jesus has said that each one of us, like, he'll be talking, like, there's a thing he said in heaven where, like, every morning you'll open a door and then you can go spend time with him in the garden, just you and him, and shut the door. So it'd be like in another kind of dimension or whatever, just you and him every morning, and it'll be just all about you and him in the garden in the morning time. And I told him that's what I want to do every morning.
Amen.
On my morning time with Jesus every morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, let's welcome our new friend Gina in the chat room. We're so glad you're here. I have four guests that are on the chat room. I have to kick you out now. Please go make a name and a profile. Okay, you can still hear the show. You just can't be in chat unless you make a fake name. So I'll give you five more minutes. I've given you like a half an hour to make a name. Let's ask God. Hello, Bill. I want to do two telephones on two people today. I want to do telephone on Bill, only Bill, and I want to do one on Gina, our new friend in the chat room. And welcome, Bill. He just got off work, so or something like that. But let's start with Bill, and let's ask the Lord what he's saying to Bill, and let's worship the Lord in another song. Who wants to pick it? Who wants to pick the song? Anyone on the line want to pick it?
I'll pick. What are my choices?
Okay. Pat Benatar, Remedy Drive, Tom Petty, Lincoln Brewster, Imagine Dragons, games people play. Oh, the fun one Roman had, the dancing one, Forever Young.
Oh, yeah.
Final Countdown.
I think we need to do the Final Countdown again. That one was a good one. But we can save that for the end.
body.
Yeah, wow.
We are the body. We are going to bless each other right now. God's telling me to bring healing to people. So we're going to operate in power. We already have been this whole time. If you're in the church and you're feeling better, please let us know, because it'll increase people's faith to hear that. Because I already know God's telling me he's already touching people. Oppression is coming off of your mind. Oppression that you've been feeling, you haven't been able to break out of, it's off of you in the name of Jesus. Sickness, your bones are starting to feel better. So call in, because I know this is happening, because God's telling me he's doing this to people. We want to hear it. And I believe it by faith, because he's told me that's what he's doing. He's starting to come in this church with power and healing, because there's been a foundation of love, and he can move within that. And so I also want to, we're going to lift up right now our most precious Bill, Oli Bill. And let's just, we have three people that God's telling me he wants to touch right now. Bill, Susie, she's Tobit in the chat room, and our new friend Gina. So let's start with Bill Oli. Let's just bless our brother Bill. He's an amazing, powerful brother in the Lord. He's an RCC, rapture-centric extraordinaire. He stays in the chat room sometimes up to 8 hours later. God, let's just pray for Bill and bless him, Lord. Lord, thank you for Bill. Thank you for his life. Thank you for who you've made him to be. We pray that prophecy would arise right now from your church and land on Bill. And what is heaven saying to Bill today? And so if you're on the line and God gives you a word, please say it. If you're in the chat room, type it, and Bill will get it because he's in there, so I won't have to read it.
This is Tana for Bill. Bill is my strong and faithful servant.
Say it again.
Bill is my strong and faithful servant. I love him. He is mine. He continues to do good work in me.
Amen. That's beautiful. Sometimes when they're, I just like you to say them again when they're short, because they're, so he can sort of digest it. Thank you, Tana.
Bill, you are so willing to serve me and bring me others. I love this in you. I know you will always use all your talents of heart and soul for my glory and honor.
Okay, so I'm not Bill in the chat room, so I'm going to read his word so he can listen to this live, unless he pops in and says, I saw it. So I'm going to start with the words that are being read. Bill, I feel God telling me you are there. God just told me Bill is in for quite the surprise. God says, Bill, you are there. Bill, you are a brave soldier. You have done much for me. You are wise and powerful, more than you think. Bill, you are a true overcomer, says Kenneth. Bill, you are trustworthy. I have claimed you for myself. Gina says he sees clearly. God says, Bill, believe you are there and you will be in everything. Believe me, Bill. I am here, Bill, and you are there. I love you, son, and I have your back. Oh, good. He's in there taking notes, so I don't have to keep reading it. God's speaking to him in the chat room quite a bit, and he's there. So beautiful. Anybody else on the line have a word for Bill? If I know if Leah's on the line, she's probably writing out in her notebook. So, Leah, just pop on and tell us anything that you get, even if it's, you know, even if we've already passed Bill up, go ahead and you can say it any time, okay? Thank you, Leah. We love your gift of writing. So if nobody else has anything, let's go ahead and bless Susie Tobit. She's Tobit in the chat room, but her name is Susie, and she's been with us, you guys, since day one. She comes and goes just because of her schedule. So I think she just hopped out of the chat room, so I don't see her. So let's lift up Susie. She's a wonderful blessing. So, God, we just lift up Sister Susie. We just love her. You'll find her on YouTube. She loves you, Jesus. She loves your appearing. We lift up our sister to you, Susie. We lift her up to you, God. We pray that you would strengthen her and perfect all that concerns her. and put your love on her and tell us how we can bless her today in Jesus' name. She has computer problems, so I think she got booted off out of chat because of her computer, but I know she's listening, so I'll read it. I'll read it, what's on in the chat room for Susie, but if you're getting a word for Susie, please go ahead and say it if you're on the line. Tana, you're back on the line, just so you know. You dropped, and you're back on, honey. Rojo in the chat room says, Susie, you are my light and airy flower. You make me laugh with joy. I cannot wait to hold you in my arms. Alana says, lifting you up, Susie, lifting you up, church, lifting up the world. Hallelujah. Father, go ahead, sweetie.
Go ahead. I was going to say, Susie, you are my beautiful daughter. You are mine. You make my heart skip a beat.
I'm probably muted. Huh?
No, you're not, Pat. You're not muted,
honey. Oh, I'm not. Oh, did you hear what I said for Bill?
No, we didn't hear it. I don't know what happened.
Didn't.
No, please. Well, wait.
Oh, it says,
wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we did, but read
Susie
again.
Also. I'm sorry.
Okay, read Susie's now, and then read Bill's after.
Okay. I most faithful and loving servant, friend, and bride, you have all my love. That's for Susie. And Bill, you are so willing to bring others to me. I know, I love this in you. I know you will always use all your talents of heart and soul for my glory and honor.
Of all. Susie, God's saying, he gave Luco Evan one word for you. He gave you joy. And Susie, God says, and God says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Susie, you have many gifts. Use them, child. Much is in store for you. So much. You are lovely, like a fragrant flower. You make me happy every time I see you. Time has come. That's from Roman in the chat room. So hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Susie. Thank you, Jesus. And Leah,
you.
if you have your words ready, I don't know if Leah does or not. Let's do another worship song, and then we're going to bless our new friend Gina, and then we're going. Let's just lift up the Lord together. Is anyone on the line? Oh, Susie, I love you. Do not worry. I have seen your tears. Your heart is beautiful. I made you that way. You are wonderful and beautiful in His eyes. Stacy said that. Also, Susie, I feel like God's telling me, trust me with your children, trust me with your children, trust me with your children. Trust me with your children. I just heard him say that. Okay. Anybody on the line would like to pick the worship song we do next? How about Keith? Okay, I'm just going
to
pick it. Oh, no, I didn't know if you wanted to pick the song, but I was letting you pick the song.
Oh, yeah, I'll pick the song. Give me the list.
Well, I just found one I want to play. Can you pick the next
one? Okay, go ahead. See ya. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We're going to dance right now with Jesus. We're going to dance. Let's party with Jesus.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Talk about it. Meaning what they say, yeah, never saying what they mean.
nights and every day now. And never meaning what they say, yeah. Never saying what they mean. And they teach you how to meditate. Read your horoscope and change your fate. And furthermore, to hell with hate. Come on and give me some more and more and more. Na 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 na. Don't give a damn, a damn, a damn.
Dancing. I was belly dancing. My belly was a jiggling, and I was belly dancing with my belly, shaking my booty. My glorified booty was, you know, God made booties. You know, Jason saw a glorified butt. He thought of his wife as he said, "Whoa, women are beautiful in heaven." I saw muscles, and it was awesome. I love it. You guys, nothing is holy and dirty and gross. We're beautiful. Our naked bodies are beautiful. Everything. There's, you know, pretty soon in the blink of an eye when you get this, it's all going to be so perfect and pure. But let's go ahead and lift up Gina, our friend Gina, in the chat room. She's new here today with us. And let's just ask the Lord, what is he saying? How does he want to encourage her and bless her? And we love you, Gina.
Can I
say
something else? Stacy says, Stacey, I'm giving a shout-out for Stacey to Livy and Sophia who are listening. Hi, Livy and Sophia. All right.
Hi.
Hi, Olivia and Sophia. We love you, Stacey's kids.
Love you.
Olivia. Yeah. Tana loves you. RCC loves you. We all love you, little cute little girls. We heard you were dancing. We're so glad you were boogieing with us, girls. We love you.
And with Jesus. Yes, yay. All right, back to Gina. Yay.
Thanks, Tana. Tana, they said they love us back.
Yeah. I just got back home, so yeah, thank you. All right.
So let's just bless Gina in the chat room. And if you're on the line and you have something to tell Gina, please use her name, Gina. Thanks.
Gina, always be my very special one. We are always together for now and always. I love you.
Can you say it again, Pat?
Okay. Always be my very special one. We are always together for now and always. I love you.
That's so funny because I just now put in the chat room, Gina, I hear the Lord telling me three words, my favorite, I love you.
Yeah, there you go.
Instantly, that's it.
There you
just,
go.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Best
three
words
it.
Ever.
Gina, your time has come to come home to me, and I have I love you as well.
Wow.
You're my daughter, my prized possession.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Gina, you're in the chat room and you're getting lots of words. Leah, do you have any words for Bill or Susie or anything from earlier? Leah? It's okay if you don't. No pressure. We love you, Leah. I just didn't know if Leah was busy. I didn't know if you were busy with your notebook.
I was. Okay. I'm going to start with Gina because I just finished that. And it says, Gina, she is amazing, so fun, a fresh breath of air to me. Her eyes dance with the joy of my love. She is so sweet and has been so hurt by those in the world, but I have healed her now with my love. She is mine, and I will not give her back. She is in my heart now and forever since the beginning of time. I chose her for this time and how she is shining for me. Do not worry. You are doing exactly what I have called you to do. Do not turn away from your path. It is marked and guarded by me, for you are safe and protected in my love in all you do. Never fear, for I am your savior, your healer, and your lover. I comfort you.
Oh, wow.
I have a word. It's Keith. Okay, Gina, what I got from the Lord was that God has told me that you're always kind of searching and looking for direction. You're not sure about the path all the time. You often worry that you're doing the wrong thing. You're always worried if you're not pleasing God, as if you're making the wrong move. And God tells you that, you know, He'll let you know and guide you back on the path again, but you don't need to worry about anything like that. You need to just keep moving forward, you know. And that He's always guiding you, and He'll just let you know if, you know, if He wants you to turn another direction. Other than that, rest your mind and just abide in Him. And He says to praise Him a lot, you know, abide in His presence, and you always know you're in the right place. And that's all I got.
Thank you, Keith.
Wow.
You guys, a lot of people like to stay in chat and hang out, but Blog Talk now kicks you out. So the show's going to end in about 4 minutes, so I want to make this quick announcement. If you want to stay in chat and you get kicked out, you can click back in on a future show that hasn't happened yet. So you just click on in the next future show, and you'll find us if you scroll down. But if that doesn't happen, sometimes it takes 20 minutes. But there's also a pause button. If you press a pause button, or if you're just typing right when the show ends, it you know, in about 4 minutes, then it won't kick you out. We found a few little tricks. So if you don't want to get kicked out, just keep typing while the show's ending. And if you do get kicked out, it's really easy to jump back in. All you have to do is click on a future show and then scroll down. It can't be tonight's show. It has to be one for, like, tomorrow. And sometimes it takes a few minutes for those to pop up. But, So God bless everybody. We love you. Does anybody on the line have a song to sing? They're telling me in the room if you just press the pause button on your computer, it won't kick you out. Either that or just keep typing. Just type whatever. Just type nonsense, you know. In 4 minutes, I'll let you know when we're about to go. Well, okay, I'm going to do Pat Benatar. Pat Benatar is going to worship. So we're going to do that. Okay, here we go, church.